comes down to two people, me and her. And I felt, whether we liked it or not, we were in a relationship. I was blind, and I was blind because of him. The person I am, the work that I do, the personality that I have, I believe was dictated by that incident. And I didn't know the other person behind the gun and fired the rubber bullet that changed my life forever. So, I often wondered who he was, what he was doing, did he ever think about me? But I never felt any anger. I never had a moment's anger or a moment's bitterness towards him or the British Army. And I'm delighted that that was the case, because I think anger and bitterness is a self-destructive emotion. And, you know, as I reflect on it, I think, well, if I hadn't been really angry, who would have it affected most? It would have been the soldiers. It would have been me. So I always wanted to meet him. But I didn't know his name until 33 years after he was shot. And I found out his name, and his name's Jared. And I wrote him a letter in January 2006. So I wrote him a letter in 2005. And in January